on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
You ask the question.
Hey,
we can't hide.
Make it hot.
It's the hot seat with Kramer and Jess.
Quickly becoming Baltimore's most awkward radio segment, but really how awkward it gets, it comes down to you. You're in control of this segment, right? Jess, what is the hot seat?
You get to ask a member of the show any question that you want. It can be a personal question, or maybe it could even be an update on some saga that we never got to the bottom of. It's really up to you. And you can leave a voicemail at 855-Kramer-Jess to hear your question on the air.
Yep, so get creative and let's see how this goes today. We'll spin our wheel of names and figure out who's going to be in the hot seat for today.
Kramer.
Oh, it's my birthday, bro. Like, come on. I feel like on your birthday, you shouldn't have to be in the hot seat. I feel like that's how it should work.
I mean, I think it's the complete opposite of that. It is your birthday, so it would be surprising if you weren't in the hot seat.
All right, let's do the question. Here we go.
Hi, this is Tiffany from Pasadena, and I have a question for Kramer. So, Kramer, you say a lot of really wild things on the air, and I was just wondering if you've ever said anything on the air that you regret because later you found out that you were absolutely 100% wrong.
Thanks, Tiffany, for the question. Have I ever said something on the air because I felt like I was 100% wrong?
Something you regret?
Something that you regret.
I was 100% wrong. Mm-hmm. That's a tough question. Am I ever wrong about anything?
What?
No.
Oh my gosh.
There's that pride again.
No, because I'm never 100% wrong about anything. That's just true. I'm never 100% wrong about anything. Have I ever regretted things that I've said on the air? Yeah, I regret a lot of the things that I say on the air. Not a lot, but I regret. I'll tell you what I do regret saying on the air. How about that? Can we go through a list of things I regret saying on air?
Sure.
Because I'm never 100% wrong about anything I've ever said on the air. And I stand by that.
Okay.
I'll say that here on my birthday. I'm never 100% wrong on anything.
Well, it's your birthday,
so
we'll
right? So I can speak my
ahead.
Truth, right?
Sure.
What do I feel bad about saying on the air? How about
sure.
that? You want to talk about that?
Yeah. I mean, I do think that this is a crazy loophole, but go ahead.
Because I'm not 100% wrong. I'll stand by it. I'm not 100% wrong.
Okay.
Like, I felt bad about what I said on Monday's show because I don't ever want teachers to walk away from this show feeling like underappreciated.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's for sure. If you weren't here on Monday's show, there's things that I'll say when I'm, y'all, this show is not scripted, right? You got to understand, we walk in, we have callers calling in. I mean, this is an improv show, right? Like we don't know what's going to happen. We're just talking like you and your friends, right? So on Monday, we had a segment with a woman that called in and said that she didn't feel like she should have to pitch in for her end of the year teacher gift for a kid. And I said something along the lines of, if you have, back in the day, I don't feel
you said,
like,
is this contributing to the
wussification of
America?
Yeah. Now that the parents, you know, teachers basically expect, do teachers have to, you know, expect to get gifts nowadays? I feel like that's the wussification of America. And I did, listen, it's not what I meant. It truly is not what I meant. And there was a lot of discourse about that, not only from you guys, but there was a lot of discourse online after the video got posted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not how I feel. It's truly not how I feel about mm-hmm. teachers because our teachers, first off, dear God, you guys get locked into a classroom.
Also, wussification is a made up word.
I don't think it is.
That's a real word.
Like I said, it's not, I'm never 100% wrong. Okay.
Oh,
Well, I'm pretty sure wussification is a word. But I like segments like that, I'll walk away and I'm like, that's not what I meant. I would never want teachers to feel bad about the things that I say about them. You know what I mean? That's never my goal. It's never like what I mean by that. But sometimes my words just aren't my sentiment. So let me just use this segment right now by saying, teacher, my dear God, here at the end of the school year, I hope you know that you deserve to feel appreciated, you deserve to feel loved. But no, I'm never 100% wrong about anything that I say on this show. But that was when I walked away with. So there's your hot seat question. Hey, get your questions in, y'all. 855-Kramer-Jess. We'll do it again next week, all right?
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.